And we're going to listen to our reading from God's Word. We have two readings, and Liz Bennett is going to read. Liz is sitting at the back there and is going to read God's Word for us from there.
The reading comes from Proverbs 4 and Luke 6. Proverbs 4, verse 23. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. And from Luke chapter 6, verse 43 to 45. A tree and its fruit. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks. This is the word of the Lord.
Amen. Well, it's lovely to be here with you this morning at St. Thomas's. Once again, the sun is shining, as it usually does when I appear, so that's really good. Maybe just have a prayer before we come to God's Word and ask the Holy Spirit to teach us this morning. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for the one thing that remains, that will never change, that will never end, that will never cease, your love for us. And this morning we want to thank you, Father, for that love which sent your Son to the cross because of our sin and because he loved us so much. And we thank you that we can come now today bringing all our lives, all our failings, all our sinfulness to his cross. And we know that in his love there is great forgiveness. So thank you, Lord, that this morning we are your children, cleansed by the blood of your Son. And Father, we thank you that you want to talk to us this morning through your word. So please open this word to our hearts and our hearts to your word. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. When you left your house this morning to come to church, did you remember to lock your door? If you drove to your church this morning and parked your car, did you remember to lock your car? If you use online banking, as some of you may do, have you uploaded the necessary software to keep your money safe? And if you use the social media platforms, have you made sure that your identity is secured? What all these things have in common is that something needs to be protected and guarded because they are precious. Your home, your car, your money, your identity. And we don't guard things that are worthless or have no value. When we put our dustbins out at the bottom of the garden or the driveway, we don't lock the rubbish up so that nobody steals it. It's worthless because we guard things that we think and believe are important, are valuable, and are greatly to be treasured. And so you make sure that things are safe and secure. You use locks and alarms and security lighting. But however, there is one thing that remains, is God's love. We have sung that. But there is one thing above all else that we must do as Christians, One commentator put it this way: the greatest difficulty in conversion is to win the heart to God. And the greatest difficulty after conversion is to keep the heart with God. So this morning, this wise father says these words in Proverbs 4 and verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Another translation puts it like this: guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Now, many of the sayings in the book of Proverbs are what we would call standalone sayings. In other words, there are so many proverbs that are just single verse proverbs. They stand on their own. They make sense on their own. But this verse here, Proverbs 4:23, is not a standalone verse. It has a context. And the context is this: here is a wise father giving instruction to his children. That's the context. Proverbs 4, verse 1. Listen, children, to a father's instruction, and be attentive that you may gain insight. Chapter 4, verse 10. Hear, my child, and accept my words, that the years of your life may be many. Verse 20 of the same chapter. My child, be attentive to my words and incline your ear to my sayings. Verse 21. Do not let them escape from your sight, but keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. So here we have a wise father instructing his children on a matter of great importance. And they're to listen to these instructions, and they're to make sure they never lose sight of his words. Keep your heart with all diligence, with all vigilance. So what it actually really means is, let's look at it first of all. Above all else, guard your heart. Whatever you do, whatever you're guarding, and there's many precious things you must guard, but above everything else, make sure you guard your heart. Now, the way it's translated, the actual original can be a wee bit awkward in translating it. And it can sound like this. It may be a wee bit awkward. Above all guarding, guard your heart. Above all guarding, guard your heart. It's almost like whatever you do, whatever you guard, put a double guard over your heart, because from it flows your life, your speech, your attitudes, your actions. The whole of our lives flow from our hearts. So the father says, if you get round to it, or it would really be nice if you could, but he says emphatically, above all else, above everything that I have said to you, and I have said many things, above all else, guard your heart. So the wise father is instructing his children on this vital and important matter. Now, you will know, I'm sure, that in biblical Hebrew, the heart is used as a metaphor. It's where the feelings and your thoughts and your actions, the very essence of your being, that is your heart. The heart is also the place where we make decisions and choices. And, he's not talking about the very important organ, which is your heart. Many of you will know, if you've had a heart attack, how important it is to guard the actual physical organ. But he is talking about your inner being, from which comes everything else, because everything flows from your heart. One translation says, "For out of it springs the issues of life." So here is the heart, and the work that we Christians have to do every day, every single day, you've got to guard your heart. Now, the Bible says that in its natural state, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? That's what Jeremiah said. And when Adam fell in that Garden of Eden, we inherited a deceitful and a sick heart. That's why Jesus had to come to deal with our heart, with the sickness of our heart, with the sinfulness of our heart. And we read, didn't we, earlier on, what Jesus said. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit, because people do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. A good person brings good things out of the good stored where? Stored in his heart. And an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored where? Stored in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Jesus also said, Mark chapter 7 and 21, from within and out of the heart of man come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. Most of those things are actions, but they all stem from within, says Jesus, from your heart. Not the thing that's pumping the blood around your body, but the real you inside, your soul, your spirit. And the mouth speaks of what the heart is full of. Isn't that true? Isn't that true? You often know, well, we often know, and I often know what my heart is full of by the things that come out of my mouth. And when my heart is full of hardness, unforgiveness, bitterness, I know what's going to come out of my mouth. Thank God. Aren't you glad today? So this is going to raise a little smile in your face. Aren't you glad that through Jesus, he has given you a new heart? He's taken your heart of stone, given you a heart of flesh. He has dealt with your heart. But listen, wait. Above all else, he's captured your heart. Above all else, make sure you guard with all guarding that heart that Jesus has redeemed. Now, some people have said and suggested that what it means to guard your heart is to guard yourself from being hurt, to guard your heart from being broken. That's not what the wise father is saying. When we love, when we give our heart out, there is the risk that it will be hurt and that it will be broken. But we're not to guard our heart in that kind of way, protecting us from being hurt. No, this is what the wise C.S. Lewis said in his letter, in his book, The Four Loves. I found this really quite helpful. He said this: to love at all is to be vulnerable. Love anything and your heart will be wrung and possibly broken. If you want to make sure of keeping it intact, you must give it to no one, not even an animal. Wrap that heart carefully around with hobbies and little luxuries. Avoid all entanglements. Lock it up safe in the casket or coffin of your selfishness. But in that casket, safe, dark, motionless, airless. It will change. It will not be broken. It will become unbreakable, impenetrable, irredeemable. For to love is to be vulnerable. Proverbs 4:23 is not telling us to guard our heart from being broken or hurt. We know that as we love, sometimes our hearts will be broken. Look at our Lord and Savior Jesus, how his heart was broken when he looked over Jerusalem and said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, oh that you would respond to me. I would be like a mother chick, cover you with my wings, but you would not." His heart is broken. Above all else, then, guard your heart, not from being broken, but guard your heart for the things that come in as well as the things that go out. Now, the metaphor used here sees the heart as some kind of reservoir filled to overflowing, the wellspring of life. Guard it because it can become poisoned. You can contaminate the heart as things flow into you. And we live in such a toxic culture these days that, gosh, it's so easy for our hearts to be contaminated and poisoned. The Father says, "Listen, take hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands." That's what will keep you from being contaminated. "My son, keep my words and store them in your heart." Remember, the psalmist in Psalm 119 and verse 11 says, "Your word have I hidden," where? "In my heart, that I might not sin against you." However, the reason we must guard with all guarding, with all diligence, is that our hearts can be influenced and damaged by all kinds of things. And the two things that can happen to our hearts is, one, we can have stubborn hearts, and we can have hardened hearts, like the hardening of the artery to the heart makes the heart sick. And the Bible warns us, don't be stubborn. Harden not your heart in the day of provocation. Make sure that you watch and guard your heart. Keep your heart pure. I've been learning this so much. I've been hanging around this verse for some time now. And I know that there are things that I can see coming my way that can damage my heart. And I seek to not go there, to protect my heart. I have to be careful on some of the things that I watch on TV. I have to be very careful when I go on some of the social platforms, for some of the words and the things that are said there really touch your heart. So you have to guard your heart from it being infected, contaminated. Protect your heart. Fill your heart, says the wise father. Fill your heart with my word. We know that Jesus has given us a new and clean heart. So we thank him for that. Also, when guarding my heart, I know that in this toxic age, I have to, in my own particular case, I have to make sure I protect my mental health, the things that are coming into my mind. I have to put a guard over that. I'm not always successful, I have to say. But we have to guard and protect our hearts, because we know that some of the things that come our way will infect us, contaminate us, and damage us. Psalm 81 in verse 11 says this, "But my people would not listen to me, and Israel would not obey me. So I gave them up to their stubborn hearts to follow their own devices. If only my people would listen to me, If only Israel would follow my ways. I wonder if you are like me when I look at my grandchildren who are now 5 and 2.5, or I think it's 2 3/4, I'm meant to say. I think, oh Lord, protect their hearts. There is so much out there. Things that I had never faced, Dave never faced, most of us never faced, that they will face. And it's an attack on their hearts, on their who they are, what they feel, what they believe, their attitudes, their whole inner being. And Satan, through this world and this toxic culture, is attacking the hearts of our children. How we must, as a church, make sure that one of the things we do above all else is guard the hearts of the children. It's not easy to protect your heart, but as we come to God each day, we have to tune our heart into His Word. I came across a really good, I thought it was a really good illustration that I want to leave you with. It's an old preacher who was nearly as old as me. He lived in the 17th century. And he went by the name of John Flavel. John Flavel, if he was preaching this morning, and I'm kind of coming to the end. So if he was preaching this morning, you would be still sitting. Well, you wouldn't be, you'd have walked out by then. You'd be still sitting there 6 hours later. Because John Flavel wrote 10 pages of commentary on that one verse, above all else, guard with all guarding your heart, for out of it flows the springs of life. But John gave, so I'm not going to quote these 100 pages, but I want to quote an illustration that he gives. This is what he said. A gracious heart is like a musical instrument, which though it be exactly tuned, a small matter brings it out of tune again. Yea, hand it aside but a little, and it will need setting again before another lesson can be played upon it. So he suggests that each day we must tune our hearts to God. Now, with a bit of research, John Flavel lived in the mid-1600s, and at that time, strings on instruments were made out of animal gut, typically from a sheep. And these strings were very temperamental and prone to going out of tune and easily broken. It would be influenced by the atmosphere, the temperature around it, and it would just go out of tune. So John Flavel says, like that stringed instrument, keep bringing it into tune. Keep tuning your heart to God. The slightest change, the slightest knock, takes that instrument out of tune. And I'm thinking how much that resembles me. You know, my heart is easily comes out of tune. Somebody knocks me. The Glasgow spirit comes up. Hey, you, Jimmy. Who do you think you are? Even though you are 7'2". Anything. It easily goes out of tune. Somebody says something. Guard your heart. Somebody does something. It goes to your heart. It's so easy for that heart to come out of tune. So we must guard our hearts. One, because your heart is extremely valuable. too, because your heart is the source of everything you do and all that you say. And three, because your heart is continually being attacked by the enemy. You're in a combat zone. So each day, may I encourage you, as I encourage myself, to tune my heart to God, align my heart with God, daily seek to fill your heart with Jesus and his word, that you might be able to live for him. He says this, "My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and they are health to a person's whole body. So above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of your life." Maybe just bow our heads in prayer. Thank you. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have called us, you have commanded us to guard with all guarding our hearts. We are sorry, Lord, for those times when our hearts have just got out of tune with you. We're sorry for the times when we have allowed our hearts to be filled with bitterness or unforgiveness, anger. We're sorry, Lord, for those times when some events and some people have kind of knocked us and we have been temperamental in our response. We're sorry for the things that we harbor in our heart, Lord, that we know are not worthy of you. And so we ask you, Lord, that you will help us to take this thing above all else, above everything else that we do each day, above our Bible studies and our prayer times and our witness and our work, above everything else, help us daily to always tune our hearts to you. Pray that you will fill us with those good things, so that out of the overflow of our heart, our mouths will speak, and that our hearts will be full of your love and compassion. And Father, we know the heart can so easily turn away from you. We can so easily become hard in our hearts, stubborn. Father God, please create and make in us a new and contrite heart. Father God, help us to guard above all guarding our hearts, for from it comes the wellspring of life. These things we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus our Lord. Amen.